The podcast that we're going to be examining today is the history of Africans in Tudor England. So we should really begin with a definition of what we mean by African, so that we might have a common understanding. The term African is used in this podcast to refer to people that would now be described as being black. In Tudor England, there are various terms that are used to refer to these same people. These terms are blackamoor, nigger, and negro. These terms used in Tudor England did not necessarily carry the same pejorative or negative references that we may now allude to these terms nowadays. So when we hear them, we shouldn't necessarily think of the negative, because when they were used in Tudor England, they were very different in meaning. The second point, and probably the most important point, is that when we look at Tudor England, we should try not to look at it with the perceptions of how it has been shown to us. Often the history of Tudor England is revealed to us through the media, through film, as being a period in which the population of England was homogeneously white. White, inverted commas, of Anglo-Saxon ancestry. In reality, when we look at Tudor England, we find that not only did Tudor Englishmen not think of themselves in that way, but that there was a strong African presence in England throughout the 15th and 16th century. This is not surprising, bearing in mind that there was also a strong African presence in Europe in the 15th and 16th century, and that the Tudor English population is a reflection of the European population. Furthermore, that in Europe from 711 to 1492, some of these Africans present in Europe had their own kingdoms in the Iberian Peninsula, in Spain and Portugal. And that some of these Africans, part of Europe as a continent, had advanced culture in some ways, and in many ways more advanced than the culture that existed in Tudor England. This is very important, so that when we see Africans in the 15th and 16th century in Tudor England, we might understand that they are not all slaves, nor necessarily all of an inferior status, but that some of them were coming from cultures which were advanced and sophisticated, in some ways more advanced and sophisticated than the Tudor England that they were now part of.